Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo! Doomscroll, you good-looking son of a bitch.
All right, well, everybody today is talking about this Netflix show, Monsters, which I've only seen some of.
I don't even know anything about it.
It's about the Menendez brothers.
Oh, it's that.
It's Ryan Murphy, the guy that did the, what was the last one there?
Dahmer,
the Jeffrey Dahmer one. Which was...
Is it like a movie? Like a reenactment?
It's like a miniseries.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Like one of those types of deals.
Right, like that staircase thing.
Yes. Like
with
one,
actors
one of the staircase.
Playing, yeah. All right.
Yeah. And
I know they have one of Aaron Hernandez out, too.
Lifetime does a lot of them.
FX has that now,
yeah,
right?
Aaron Hernandez one.
I just feel like I'm not going to watch either one of those.
I know. I always feel the same
because
way about those.
Like, I've already seen the
documentary.
I've seen enough about the Menendez brothers. I've made up my mind. Right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't see how a reenactment would change it. If there's
exactly.
a new documentary, like, hey, we have a bunch of new evidence, and we're going to interview these people, I'd be like, all right, I'll tune into that.
I agree.
But, like, this is just going to be stuff that you've gotten from what I've already seen
that said,
in the documentary.
That staircase one actually was really good.
Oh, they can be
and
good.
I saw the documentary, I didn't need to watch it. I actually thought it was
I liked the staircase one, yeah. but I hadn't seen anything about that before.
People liked the OJ
but
thing.
But I feel like with the Hernandez one, I'm like, I've seen four documentaries on this
read
guy.
The book.
That's why I never watched the OJ series, and people loved it.
Well,
the one with Cuba Gooding.
Because I want to prove that he's
I know
innocent.
You did. My thing, too, is that if it wasn't in the documentary, I'm seeing something, you know, like a conversation behind closed doors, then I'm thinking, there's no way to know this is true, or if they were even attempting for this to be true.
Sure.
This could just be part of the dramatic part that was written, and they would tell you that. But sometimes you turn them on, and they can be very entertaining. People seem to like this one. I turned it on. I just watched that documentary series about the Menendez brothers on Peacock earlier this year, which I thought I knew about them, the basics at least. When I watched that docuseries, I realized how little I knew. But that feels fairly recent that I watched that. Anyhow, the Menendez brothers, they're not like producers on this. It's not their book that's been turned into a miniseries. And as a matter of fact, they're not happy with it. They think it's full of lies. And if you watch it, you'll see that there are some things that are implied in this show, like the Menendez brothers themselves having some sort of a relationship with one another, like maybe some sort of inappropriate or odd relationship with one another. Yeah, and I know that's one of the things they're upset about, but it's not the only thing they're upset
about. While it's currently the streamer's number one show, the real-life subject, Eric Menendez, is slamming the series, saying it is rampant with horrible and blatant lies. The show, which portrays the brothers' alleged abuse at the hands of their father, also implies an intimate relationship between the brothers, which has drawn viewer backlash.
Can we please stop Ryan Murphy from making any more shows?
In a statement released by his wife Tammy, Eric writes, "It is sad for me to know that Netflix's dishonest portrayal of the tragedy surrounding our crime have taken the painful truths several steps backward."
Now, Lazo, if you haven't watched stuff about the Menendez brothers, that like that documentary series, I would say it is, there's a lot to it. More than what meets the eye, more than maybe what you know just from remembering when the news broke and maybe seeing a Dateline about it years ago or something.
Right.
There's a lot to it, and I know you're someone who is very critical, as are most of us, of the criminal justice system in America. There was a lot of stuff in this particular case that was
worth
getting irritated
about.
So I don't know how much they cover that in this. I'm sure they probably covered a lot because it seems like that's their angle from what I can tell. But there was a lot of stuff. A lot of those things which always makes me mad, where judges or, for whatever reason, courts will decide, well, you're not allowed to have this part of the story. You can't submit this. You can't talk about these things that happened to you. I never liked that because it just seems so random. A judge will say, yes, you can talk about how this defendant was once accused of rape, even though he was acquitted. You can talk about that in this trial that has nothing to do with it. While the next judge will say, you can't talk about how he was accused of rape. It feels so arbitrary and left up to the individual.
You're right.
And that's what bothers me. And there was a lot of that in this case. I don't know what the general consensus is for people who've watched this or watched other things about them. I think that at the very least, I think they should probably be out of prison by now. That's sort of my take. Snowcone, you never watched the documentary about them a few months back?
I don't know much about them at all.
So I don't know. It people say it's great. People like it, but you can't help but think, especially if you're still in jail, but even if you're not, if you see that someone is making your life story, someone like Ryan Murphy, and it becomes the number one streaming thing on Netflix, and just imagine that you didn't. Imagine they made a streaming movie about Laszlo and Slimfast and about working together. And we're like, where did this come from? We had nothing to do with it.
Feel like those dudes are having sex.
They would.
And we're like, wait a second, they didn't have sex. But they certainly allude to the fact that they had sex.
Yeah. And then they're showing, like, every time the mic goes off and Twitch is shut down, that I'm telling you what to do and you're calling me master. I think you'd be like, wait a second, what the F is going on?
Happen.
Where did they get this? Well, you get what I'm trying to say here. Trying to
that's
keep
exactly
something
what
a
happens.
Secret. This is how you do it.
I know, but that's how you throw it out there to let people know that you're in charge
around
here.
Supposed to be misdirection.
Like, imagine if that happened, if I turned off the mics and all of a sudden made you go get me caught. That's exactly what happens.
Okay, well, whatever. Imagine that something that didn't happen, a lot of stuff that didn't happen, and possibly even embarrassing stuff.
And you were
stuff,
nice to me?
And they just were calling this a true story.
You treated me with respect and dignity that I deserve in the workplace?
And
imagine if that happened. I do imagine it happens every day. When I come into work, I think maybe.
Watch it.
He won't be. Yes, sir.
Moving on. Maybe Menendez, maybe Eric can sue from prison. I don't know why you couldn't file a lawsuit from prison, right? Could you sue for defamation from prison? Seems like
remember, president, if you're a felon, it feels like you should be able to.
I think you can do that.
I'm sure you can, right?
I would think so.
Yeah,
it might make it a little harder.
You may not.
The money might have to go somewhere, but yeah. I've heard things before. I don't even know if this is true, that you're not allowed to work from prison. Like, you can't do your job from prison. Right.
Yeah, you're not to,
but some people do podcasts from prison. Suge Knight does a podcast.
You can sue from prison. I just think sometimes you're not allowed to.
If you make a bunch of money, they should give the money to whoever they want to give it to, but they should just make sure that your canteen is always fully stocked. You can get whatever you want.
I think that's fair.
That's fair. Like,
that's
hey, look, I wrote a book.
Of being rich in
right.
prison.
I wrote a book and people love it and it made $3 billion. Now, I understand you're not going to give me $3 billion. That's going to go to victims and who else knows what else to build roads and bomb the Middle East.
Yeah.
But if I ever put an order in the canteen, it's just filled.
That's it.
It's immediately. Like, new color TV. Boom.
Boom.
BTK co-wrote a book with another author, and he's not allowed to receive any compensation for it.
You're not allowed to profit off your crime.
Not allowed to profit.
But my thing about not being allowed to profit off your crime is if you're saying you didn't do it, then there's always that free speech element, right?
Doesn't
if
matter.
You're saying,
you're
I know it doesn't matter, but I'm saying,
it.
Should it? Because there's always that free speech element of, hey, yeah, they convicted me, but I'm still proclaiming my innocence, and I should be allowed to speak. And if that means I want to write a book, but
well,
you can, you just can't make any
money
off of it.
You just can't make money off it.
So, but I've also heard that certain people are not allowed to work from prison, not just profiting off of a crime, but like if you have a job and you go to prison for a year, that you're not supposed to be taking calls and doing meetings over the phone. Like, hey, we can only get Laszlo this many days a week because that's when his calls are.
I would imagine constitutionally you can still sue.
Probably has to do with what you were convicted for. Yeah, I would think you could absolutely still sue. And probably when you're this high profile, you could find someone that would be willing to help
you
sue. The Chiefs, I know we talked about earlier, but they remain undefeated.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I thought, this one might get away from him. Laszlo hates Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins.
I don't like him.
I was torn because I do like him. I liked the, what was it called, quarterback?
Yeah, I hated it.
That then turned into like running back and cornerback, whatever. Oh, was it just receivers?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Good.
Okay. You know what? I did watch some of that. I fast forward to the end and watched the Super Bowl one.
They do a lot of those kind of zone routes as well. Mahomes retreats, drives it, Juju Smith, Schuster, touchdown, Kansas City.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the schedule last year, but I just remember a time during the season, last season, where Landon, our buddy that comes to stay with us sometimes, he would have been 12 at the time. He was asking about the Chiefs, and he goes, well, you know, it doesn't look like the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl this year. And I said, no, buddy, they're not going to go this year, but that's okay. And then the Chiefs did go to the Super Bowl. It's kind of crazy to think back and remember there was a time when we were like,
oh, yeah, they didn't have any receivers dropping balls.
No, he's got no one to throw the ball to. It's just not going to happen. Look, they're going to win some games, but they're not going to, they're not, they might not even get in the playoffs.
Win. That's all you got to do is win.
But Mahomes, man.
Just win.
He is at his best.
Just win, baby. Isn't that what they say in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Don't you guys love that? Just win, baby?
Just win, baby, win. You got to fight for your win, babies. It's like if the other team scores first, it's almost a good thing. Like, okay, good. That'll get him motivated.
He doesn't start until they're down 10 points.
He really doesn't. Or it's got to be like a little bit of time on the clock, so he's in a rush and he's down. But I've never been a fan of a team where you had that sort of confidence that, oh, my God, they gave him the ball with 30 seconds left. Because I'm used to being a fan of a team where they say, they got 90 seconds. They could move the ball down the field. And as a Chiefs fan my whole life, I went, they won't.
They
never move the ball all the way down the field in 90 seconds. It's not going to happen. All they do is run anyway, and they never win in the end like this. Now with Mahomes, like you said, Snowcone, it's like 13 seconds. You're like, all right, we got the ball back. I guess they're going to win this thing.
Yeah, 10 seconds left. You're like, yeah, we gave him too much time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I know everyone says we take it for granted. I don't know. Do we? I'm trying not to. I watch the games. I know how great he is. I know how special it was that I got to go to all those games when he was coming up. You know, I don't think I take it for granted.
I think so. I do. And I think people can play. You know, it's almost the same thing. It's like, you know, I was just scrolling through Facebook and somebody was like, you know, Mahomes hasn't played good. Hope he's not washed.
Those people take him for granted.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Some people obviously do.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Hope he's not washed.
I hope I don't.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Boy, wouldn't that be bad?
That'd be really weird that he'd be the best player ever and then just suck.
Yeah.
Like in 1 week, just be like, I suck. I don't know what happened.
I just feel like people have said this before. The Chiefs
took away his magical powers
through the regular season, and then like he doesn't really start.
Except the problem was that when Mahomes first started playing, and he was so great,
it was so amazing.
Those games you're winning 56-0 or whatever, and he would just put up so many points that when that stopped, and of course you know you had Tyreek too.
Yeah.
But when that stopped, everyone freaked out because now you've adjusted to this new normal, which was just throwing, you know, five touchdowns, six touchdowns a game, putting up 50 points a game.
Plus
and when
the
they stopped doing
changed.
That, they
People
changed their strategy.
Look at, like, well, it doesn't matter.
That's how Tampa
but look
Bay
at Brady. Nobody's like, oh, what happened like this, you know, unless you really hated him like Nick. But, you know, there was years when he had Randy Moss, he threw for all those yards and a bunch of touchdowns. Then all of a sudden he doesn't have Randy Moss and his two tight ends are hurt. The defense is much better and they carry the team like... That's how football is. You just keep winning.
They have very short memory spans. And I was at that Chiefs game where they beat the Patriots in regular season like 10 years ago.
I'm glad the bandit got my thing. Well, I said maybe God took away his magical powers. He said it's a rookie of the year thing. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we think happened to Pat Mahomes, just a rookie of the year thing. He just came out there and all of a sudden.
And now it's
like,
group thing. Everyone's saying
his arm
he's great.
Like he did in high school. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9
The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! All right, we're going to finish doing the news. I got bad news for you people. You may have to go back to the office and start working again.
I don't want to do that.
And people are just bitching and moaning about it. And this is where I become an old man. Like, well, I go to work. I drive to work.
Not really.
Well, I mean, we drive here. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah. We could do this from home. I've done it when I had COVID.
Yeah.
But the technology exists. But... I don't know. I don't mind leaving the house once in a while.
Well,
but some people have nicer houses and more space and all that. I kind of like having an excuse to get out.
I could have stayed home today.
I could see if they told us after COVID, hey, you're going to do the show from the studio 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week you're going to do it from home. So we knew every Tuesday and Thursday we were doing the show from home. Or even if they let us move those days, like, you know, that we could float it so that it was Thursday, Friday every week, something like that. So if it was always 2 days from home, and we've been doing that for the last 4 years, and now they said, hey, okay, we're done with that, come back to work, I might be annoyed.
Yeah.
It would especially be annoying if you said, where is the evidence that my performance has decreased, that the company's not doing as well. But as an outsider who sees this happening to people, I just think, of course you've got to go to work. You should have started going back to work.
They didn't tell you where to go if they want. You work for them.
I know. And that's the other thing.
They work for me. Like, okay, well, if you don't want to do it, then just quit.
Right. They're your boss. But none of us should have to go in. I get it. Those old AT&T commercials with Tom Selleck back in the 90s when they said the future is going to look like this and they showed him doing those video conference calls from the Bahamas or whatever because he could do all of his meetings. You could do that. We do have Zoom. I mean, that stuff does exist. But they don't want you to do it all the time. That's just the way it is.
For whatever reason.
Work's got to kind of suck. You know? That's why they pay you for it.
It would be nice if you could.
It would. But
you know, because there's a lot of reasons. Like, you know, maybe you could get a job in New York City.
Absolutely.
And not have to live there.
Exactly.
Like, make New York City money.
Right.
But not have to pay the rent.
Well, remember when we did this last contract, I asked, well, is there any reason that I couldn't just move to Italy and do this? I've looked at the time difference. I could get on the air and just do it. And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, okay, never mind. Let's get back to reality.
We'll doom scroll more in a minute.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, more doom scrolling.
More doom scrolling. Well, Laszlo, I don't need to tell you this. I know, because mostly what we've talked about today before we went on the air. But the WNBA playoffs have begun.
Yeah.
And I have Caitlin last night, huh?
That was a bad game.
That wasn't
uncharacteristic.
It was uncharacteristic. I just hope she's not. I hope she's the. Well, we know she is the kind of person that she does well in big pressure situations, right?
Lose her confidence.
It was just an off game. There's those great players who don't do so well.
Everybody has a bad day at work.
But I don't think she's not going to be like an Aaron Rodgers type where she's great. But I think she just had a bad game. That's all.
High drama on the hardwood today as 8 teams compete for the women's basketball championship.
Hey, give me a shot.
After a record-setting WNBA season.
The largest attended game in WNBA history.
A burst of excitement as new fans rallied behind and showed up for Indiana rookie Caitlin Clark. And after a summer of sold-out games, many moved to NBA arenas to accommodate more fans, the Fever ended the regular season in front of the biggest WNBA crowd ever.
I was looking at this thing about attendance for the WNBA. I know that it's come up quite a bit throughout the course of the season, but they really kept the attendance thing up. And they did move quite a few games to these NBA arenas that were also selling out. But it kind of makes me wish that Laszlo had a daughter, because I think if he had a daughter and she got into this stuff, Laz would be going to all the games.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when my brother's kind of into superhero movies because his daughters like them. He didn't read comic books when he was a kid. Neither of us did. Weren't into that stuff. But his daughters like it, so now he kind of likes Marvel stuff.
Sure,
and he'll
of course
tell me certain stuff. And I think every time we talk about, like, I'm trying to get you to watch the Hope Solo documentary, and you're like, Hope Solo documentary. It's not soccer. It's a woman. I don't know her. If he had a daughter, I could totally see Laszlo knowing all about everything that's going on in the WNBA, everything that's going on in the playoffs.
But I don't.
And it's, you know.
Thank God.
Well, okay, there you go. I think you can't
can
argue.
Imagine having to watch women's volleyball. I got a buddy who's got a daughter.
That'd be better than basketball.
His daughter got like a full ride to like Fresno State volleyball. He was in town watching her play volleyball, and I was like, jeez.
Well, you know.
I was like, is it fun? Should I come? And he goes, oh, no. Oh, no. Not unless you're her dad. Like, no, no, no.
Well, you know our buddy Dave in Chicago. His daughter's a really good softball player.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would talk to him, he's leaving the game or getting ready to travel to another game. She got a full ride scholarship to play softball in school. So, I mean, he seemed very excited
softball
about it.
Softball would be fun, I guess.
You think so?
I could get around softball.
To me, basketball. Well, the thing about basketball is the WNBA for so long was literally a running joke. I'm not saying it was a joke, personally. I'm saying it was the butt of a lot of jokes. Because, really, the attendance was poor.
Sure.
They didn't televise a lot of those games. If they did, it was not an exciting broadcast. If you ever caught part of a WNBA game on TV, you thought, well, I can see why no one's at these games. And I'm not trying to be a dick, but it was probably a combination of everything. The
sure.
players' attitudes, the broadcast quality itself, all that. This season, since Caitlin Clark has entered, that has all changed.
Absolutely.
It's like a complete 180. And whether you're a fan or not, you can't help but think, this is a great thing. I mean, it's a great thing.
I think it's awesome. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm glad people are.
Right. And also that women, female athletes who get scholarships and things like that, for so many years it's been, well, the guys are paying for you to do this. And the only reason it exists is because, you know,
not anymore, right?
And now you can go, no, I'm doing this because people want to watch my ass play. They want to see me play.
They want to watch my ass play.
Well, okay,
it's always misogyny.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking of a girl. I'm just saying in general. They
want to
watch me play.
Run.
They want to watch me play. And I'm going to make someone a lot of money from people watching me play.
These girls can be great, and then you just...
I'm curious.
Like, oh, I want to look at their ass.
I'm curious when it's all said and done, when the season's over. How
it really
much
makes me sick? To
how much
stomach.
Money? Oh yeah, you're the one who won't watch the Hope Solo documentary.
I'm not watching because of her
I've seen it three times.
Ass.
You
said, you're saying I watch it because of their ass.
You said you won't watch it because he's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's good at sports.
Right, there you go.
But it's better than you saying I only watch it because she's got a hot ass.
I said my ass. I said you want to watch my ass.
Yeah, you're talking about her, though.
I was talking about me. I said my ass, if I'm a woman. But I wasn't literally, it's me, you know, like, hey, no. You better watch your ass. It doesn't mean turn around and look at your butt. It's okay. A saying. Anyhow, I'd be curious when this is all said and done to see how much money the WNBA has made. And you're going to have to give Caitlin Clark a lot of credit for that. Like what, 80% of the credit? Something massive? And I can see why that's, you know, the other women in that league, I don't think are big fans of hers. But it's weird because I'm thinking, she's making you more money.
Right, and
she's
bringing people to watch
She's
you.
Bringing people out, and she's making more money. And as she gets big, it's going to make people start to learn your name. The whole boat rises.
See,
that's
what
right.
About.
That's right. So Amazon is a retail company.
I've heard
I guess it's kind of like Walmart, but I think they just sell books or something. I'm not sure. I'm not a tech guy. But I know people get stuff delivered to their houses. Something is coming from Amazon. I see the trucks. Those are cool trucks, by the way. Those little electric trucks buzzing around. Well, Amazon has employees, which just makes sense. Never thought about it before, but people have to work for them besides the drivers. Of course, sure. They have offices. Yeah, $1 trillion company. That makes sense. And since COVID, they've had a flex schedule, like a lot of companies, where they say, you work in the office a few days, you work from home a couple days. And that's how it's been going now for 3 or 4 years. But they've now said, then they've been threatening this for a while, but they've now said, you're coming back to the office, and people are losing their goddamn minds.
Amazon wants its corporate workers back in the office full-time starting next year. CEO Andy Jassy writing Monday in a memo, we've decided that we're going to return to being in the office the way we were before the onset of COVID.
I noticed the collaboration is better, the innovation is better, and I just noticed that we've kind of gotten back to our culture more since we've been back in the office.
Anxious Amazon workers aren't happy about a full-time return to the office. One writing, life is too short to spend it commuting 5 days a week. Another saying, I think it is time to start looking for a role at a company that trusts their employees and treats them with respect.
Yeah. Hey, treat me with some respect. Quit asking me to come to work.
I know.
You clearly don't respect me asking me to come to work. F you.
But at least that's the right way they do it. Like, I don't think Amazon is disrespectful by asking you to come in. I think the guy's saying collaboration is key. I get all that.
Yeah.
I think there's just more things that get done if you're face-to-face with someone.
That's the debate. That's the debate.
If you don't like it, just go get another job. Like, literally, they don't... Like, what I don't get is the attitude of, like, no, I'm going to keep working here, and I'm going to do it my way. Like, wait, what? It's like if you were working at Olive Garden, and they're like, all right, everybody's got 4 tables, and you're like, no, I'm only taking 2.
Because I do a better job when I'm
you're like, all right, everybody's got a section, it's 4 tables. You're like, I'm taking 6. I need more money. They're like, no, dude, that's not how it works. Amazon, they're the company.
So
you have to come in here to work. And you're like, well, I don't like that. Well, then go work for another one. There's plenty. Like,
right.
I don't understand that. That's what I don't get.
Oh, and I agree. And it's just to explain a little bit, it's when the employees say, I do just as good a job from home as I do there. There's no reason for me to be there. And it's like, your boss is telling you that he thinks there is a reason for you to be there. Now, you disagree with your boss. If you want to complain about it to me at Thanksgiving dinner, that's fine. But when you're telling your boss, no, I do just as good a job from home, and he's telling you, I don't think you do, you have to do what he says. That's how this works. That's why he's your boss.
And if he gets fired... Then you can turn in your resume and say, hey, I should take his job.
Exactly.
And I'll let everybody work from home. And whoever does that hiring position will let you know.
And this life's too short to go to work 5 days
a
week.
That's true, but we created that on our own.
Exactly. That's how it works.
I agree with that. We shouldn't have to work at all.
There's probably enough wealth being generated.
Right.
Yeah. We'll pay the farmers somehow.
For being a human.
Yeah. We could figure this out. We could certainly work fewer days a week. Most jobs... With the amount of actual work that's getting done each day.
I agree. Work ain't nothing but a job.
But it's been the system. You act like this came out of left field, this idea of going to work 5 days a week.
I know, they're like, life is too short for this. I'm like, I agree.
Yeah, but that's how it's been.
But I don't know what else that we could do about it, because now there's housing and mustard costs money. Like, whatever.
Yeah, mustard, man. The price
like
of mustard
everything costs
me.
Money. Mustard like, mustard. Price. Like, I don't even know. It doesn't even have any calories. It's like, $4. Like,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I know. Everything. Toothpaste is $6. Look, I partially agree with you, although I don't think life is too short. To me, life seems long as hell. But 5 days a week is
I'd
the kind of the deal.
Doing other stuff.
Yeah, but I'd also, you know, it's like, okay, I'd rather not be working 7 days a week like they used to have to do or not have any workers' rights. We progress. And if you're saying part of that progress is that we're getting rid of this 5-day work week, which has been a huge topic for the last couple years especially. Didn't France start to implement it? Maybe France already had it. Someone else was going to try implementing it.
The
4-day work week. But you're saying, hey, I work from home and I've proven I do just as good a job from home. Okay, that's your argument. You can make that to your boss and say, I think I'm going to just get a job. When your boss comes back and says, I think it would be better if you're in person, we'll have even better ideas.
They don't even have to say it.
Or they just say
it. Literally don't say it.
No.
In order to
but
work,
he, but,
you
but
have
he
to
is telling
in.
You that. He is telling you that,
right.
though. He's
right.
giving you your his reason.
Right, but he doesn't have to.
He doesn't
he
have
just
to.
Be like, yo, in order to work here, you got to, you know, come into work.
And don't you think.
Okay. You're like, this job sucks. I'm going to go work somewhere else at Amazon.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to do it.
Yeah, we'll get you.
I'll go work at Temu.
That's right.
Okay, well, great.
Right.
And I don't get why you get to be pissed.
Well, and when you get pissed and you start going, no! No, I can't go into work! I'm sorry, but that does not look like someone who's working from home hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sorry, but you're really
yeah,
throwing
you
out
serious. So
why is this so bad? Because right now you're acting like you get 2 days off a week. That's what you're acting like. You're acting like someone just halved your vacation time. Like someone just took your 2-day weekend and turned it into one. That's what you're acting like, which tells me that you're not getting as much work done from home. This pisses people off so much. I'm going to hear about it on Twitch now. Feel free. I know I don't get it because I don't work in an office and I don't work from home, so whatever. But it just when you protest that much, I'm sorry, but
well,
to an outsider, it looks like you're doing
it. But I remember, like, to me, it's no different than the story I've told you when I was a kid, and we can end with this. I went to work. It was a nursery. I thought I'd just walk around and maybe, like, you know, water plants or something. And the first day, the boss said, hey, go out here. And he sent me out in this field and had me planting flowers everywhere, like little baby flowers with a shovel. Like, I was just on my knees in the sun. He's like, yeah, just dig a hole and put them in there and then cover it up with dirt. I'm like, all right. And then he came back, like, 3 hours later, and he was like, that's all you did? And I was like, what are you... Yeah, I mean, like, I've been digging holes and putting flowers in there. He's like, you got to move a lot faster than that if you're going to work here. And I looked at him, I said, you know what? I'm not going to work here. And he said, excuse me? And I said, I don't like this. And I would rather just go home. I don't want to work here. I don't like the job. And he looked kind of taken back. And then he said, okay, well, come into the office. We'll figure out your hours, and I'll give you the cash. And I was like, well, just keep it. A learning experience for both of us. So, you know, I'll just go home. Congratulations on the flowers. Right.
Problem solved.
That's it. Like,
that's
if
it.
Somebody's like, hey, you got to come into work, you're like, I don't like going into work. Okay. Well, then go. And I, what did I do? I went and found a different job.
Yep.
I was like, you know, I'd like to work at a golf course. So I went and worked at a golf course.
It makes us sound like old men, you know? I don't know why, but it's like if your boss says you got to go to work,
no,
I'm
my
sorry.
My boss is like, you got to do like 5 rows of flowers in an hour. I was like, oh, no, no, no.
Right.
I can't do it.
I don't want to do it.
It sounds horrible. I don't know how fast I'll be moving.
This was fast for me.
But I'm not doing it.
That's it. And then, and what, it's not like he said, oh, no, you're doing it.
Right.
It's like he grabbed you and said, you're staying right here, which is how these people act.
Right.
You don't have to do it.
No.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo! Yo! Well, guys, Justin Bieber, Usher, Megan Fox? Yeah, what's going on here, huh? Quite
Who's
a few conspiracies.
Who's the vaccination lady?
Jenny McCarthy,
she's involved.
The original one. I didn't even know that. She's involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the names just keep popping up. Megan Fox was the one I saw most recently, but I get most of my news from the Wall Street Journal and then Our Conspiracy on Reddit. Because I like to see both sides, and I like to know what's going on. Because Wall Street Journal's not going to tell me all this stuff.
Well, we're going to have to go through the list coming up.
It's crazy. You know, last week we were looking for the story.
I told you, Jenny McCarthy. I gave you someone new on the list.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez, too.
Well, they say that's why the FBI came to Ben and was like, dude, you need to get out of this quick.
Exactly. Which we talked about because Suge Knight had said that.
Yep.
And we talked about it and laughed. We had a good laugh. Oh, yeah. Suge Knight. What a dumb take that is. That's so silly. I mean, I would have never said that in case Suge Knight heard it.
Well, you said he was a pussy.
I absolutely did not say that.
You said Suge Knight was a bitch. You said he was a jail bitch.
Did not.
You said he was a bitch.
I did not. I just said that take.
You said punk bitch.
That take seemed... No, I didn't. Anyhow, we're going to discuss all the
things... You said in jail
things,
they call him a... receptacle.
Oh my God. Listen to who's saying that. Lazo. He keeps saying this stuff.
He's repeating you.
No, I love him. I have all of his stuff.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.